It's Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson. Since last week's election, something interesting has been happening in the online privacy space. It's getting a lot of new users. Just one of several examples is Signal, an already popular app that scrambles messages from everyone except sender and receiver and has seen big growth in the last week. Moxie Marlin-Spike is the co-founder of Open Whisper Systems, which created Signal. Moxie, thanks for chatting.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Who is Signal for?
Signal's for everybody. We're trying to make private communication simple and as ubiquitous as possible.
And that's why you created it? Why do you think private messaging is important to have it protected from any and all middlemen here?
Well, it's important to different people for different reasons. I think everyone has, you know, when they send a message, their intuition is that the only people who can read that message are them and the person that they're sending it to. And when that turns out not to be true, people are usually really disappointed. And so we're trying to just bring that expectation in line with reality. It's something that's important to a lot of people, you know, whether it's Sony executives, celebrities, ordinary everyday people, politicians, whatever.
Can you tell me in simple terms about the growth you've seen since the election of Donald Trump?
There's been a really substantial increase in users, and the install rate is continuing to accelerate. You know, first it was 100% of normal, then 200%. Now it's up to about 400%. You know, millions of people were already using Signal before the election, but we've never really seen any single event in the past that has resulted in this amount of sustained day-over-day increase in interest.
This is unprecedented, you're saying?
Sure, for our project. I mean, many users have reported that their entire social circle has switched to Signal in the past week.
Why do you think the growth is happening?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's probably different for different people. I mean, I think it's also fair to say that, you know, Donald Trump is about to be in control of the most powerful, invasive, and really least accountable surveillance apparatus in the history of the world. And, you know, that's something that's been expanding under Obama, and I think, you know, people were kind of comfortable with that in the sense that they you know, trusted his sort of personal judgment in terms of how he used that. And I think, you know, people are a little bit less comfortable with the idea of how Donald Trump is going to use that. And he's threatened a lot of people. You know, he's threatened, you know, the New York Times, Washington Post, Associated Press, women who accuse him of sexual assault, Univision, Muslims, Black Lives Matter, you know. So I think, you know, there are a lot of people in different demographics who are a little bit worried about, you know, the future of their communication. And I think even people who, you know, aren't necessarily directly concerned with how this is going to, you know, affect their lives, you know, are starting to use apps like Signal in support of the people that are to sort of make it the new normal, you know.
What would you say to the folks that argue that apps like Signal make it much easier for bad people to do bad things? For instance, ISIS uses your app.
So, you know, this the idea that you know, end-to-end encryption is not something that we invented, right? Like cryptography is something that's extremely well understood. It's based on a set of, you know, pretty simple mathematical formulas that have been in wide circulation for over 30 years. And so, you know, encryption technology has always been available. And what we're trying to do is make it accessible to ordinary, everyday people. There have been a host of tools that allow people to communicate using end-to-end encryption that are difficult to use. And I don't mean that you have to be smart to use them. I mean that you know, you have to click two extra times every time you want to send an email or send a message to someone.
Sure.
And, you know, that's not something that most people are willing to introduce into their ordinary workflow. You know, that if every time you send someone a message, you have to click two extra times, that's just kind of too annoying for you to want to do for your ordinary everyday communication. But anybody who's engaged in high-risk criminal activity, you know, or organizations like ISIS or whatever, are going to be willing to click two extra times. So that genie is out of the bottle, and you know, the thing is that you know, those groups are always going to use, you know, those kind of encryption tools, whether they're easy to use tools like ours or things that require you to click two extra times, like what has existed for the past, you know, 20 years or so. And so, you know, the way we see it is mass surveillance really only affects ordinary people like you and me who aren't willing to click those two extra times. And we're trying to make it, you know, so that that's, you know, more accessible.
We might see a growth in the tools of encrypted or privacy-focused applications in the coming years, but at the same time, governments around the world are taking steps to block apps that block them from getting access to user information. Brazil is an example, and WhatsApp, Brazil blocking WhatsApp. So in that kind of environment, how does Signal and its protocol survive?
I think we'll see. You know, this is something else that I think people are concerned about under Trump. You mentioned WhatsApp. Of course, you know, WhatsApp uses the Signal protocol that we developed in,
right.
in their application. We work with them to integrate that so that all WhatsApp messages are end-to-end encrypted by default. And the government of Brazil has not had very much success in terms of blocking WhatsApp. You know, every time they try blocking WhatsApp, there are riots. So I think the popularity and ubiquity of a lot of these tools are going to prevent those kind of measures. But we'll see. And I think that this it's something that, you know, in the United States, we're probably going to have to, you know, start paying more and more attention to.
Sure. How do you guys make money? Do you make money?
not really. you know, Signal is an open source project, so it's not really a business.
Right. I know you've open sourced the code, so anyone can use it. Anyone can use the protocol if they want to, right?
Right, exactly. Anyone can use it in their own products, you know, like WhatsApp is a great example. And also, it's available for anyone to examine, to scrutinize, to audit, to make sure that, you know, there aren't any problems, that everything that we're doing is being done appropriately.
Sure.
And so, you know, we're not operating this as a business. We're just trying to make this technology available for free to make it as ubiquitous as we can. So we're supported by grants and donations.
Have you gotten more donations since last week's election?
There's been an uptick in interest in that area as well. You know, most of the funding that we get comes from, you know, sort of, you know, larger individuals or, you know, foundations and that kind of thing.
Sure.
You know, certainly I think those people are a lot more interested in supporting this kind of work, you know, in the face of what might be to come.
Moxie Marlon Spike, he is co-founder of Whisper Systems, which produces the encrypted messaging app Signal. Moxie, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.